This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. You know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, should be smooth sailing on the Robert Scott Bell Show this evening. Yeah, I'm getting used to, again, standing up, doing my stand-up radio. Also, tonight I see that my mom is in the chat room on YouTube. So you know what? No cussing on the air today, Super Don. Really? I gotta be on my best behavior. I know. Mom's watching. She calls like I'm in my show yesterday, and I'm seeing she called. I'm like, what? You know I'm on the show. She's like, but I couldn't log in. I couldn't see you on YouTube, or something was going on. I'm like, Mom, you have to log into YouTube to do it. So apparently it worked. She's in. Welcome, Mom. Welcome back. Glad to have you on board, of course. And today we got Jeffrey Action Jackson joining us. We got more updates on, of course, the Monsanto Bayer demonic merger. And a little bit more on the transparency of glyphosate in the marketplace in terms of Cheerios and other things. People want to know, or do they? Apparently, I've trapped the cat in my studio. I just looked down, and she's in here, and the doors are closed. So if we hear her screaming and clawing to get out, if I get attacked by the cat, yeah, she's up here going, hey, I want out. So I didn't, apparently, when I thought everything was going to go smoothly, it was before I knew the cat was trapped.
If the cat is going to start being a regular part of the show, we got to know the name of the cat.
No, I'm not telling anybody. It's a secret.
No?
Kitty cat. Just go for a kitty cat. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, no.
There's I did not know it was a secret. Okay.
You know what? We got to have, like, a few secrets that are silly, right? That don't mean much. Because all the other stuff I'm pretty darn transparent about. I mean, I'll let you in on all the healing secrets here for free.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. And we do have an outdoor cat, and it, apparently it's named BC. That's the one that was adopted with the house.
BC.
And I don't know why, but it's a Mauser. You know, it goes after the mice out there, so it's a real survivor, but a very gentle, loving cat as well. So it's good. Apparently we brought the rain from Florida to the desert because it's been raining every day the last few days. I guess that's good for this area. They need it. But still, I'm like, wait a second. We were coming for the sunshine, the dry weather, and now the rain is back. Not complaining, though, because, you know, it's not really that bad. It's actually quite lovely, and the garden out back, the blackberries are getting even more juicy, So if you're looking at me on YouTube, by the way, folks, over my left shoulder, I decided, like, until I have a green screen, and we're working on that for the fun imagery, for those of you who like to watch the show, not just listen on the radio, I'm going to change it up probably every day at this point until it happens. But right now over my left shoulder is the poster that Liam Sheff produced, like a graphic novel-esque kind of view of the history of the HIV equals AIDS scam from Robert Gallo on forward. It is absolutely amazing the work that Liam has done while he was here. And I'm sure he's still with us on some level, some way, somehow. And he's right there over my left shoulder with that. So study up on that. That poster is amazing. And we're not going to go into that subject today. I'm not planning on it anyway. But right now I do want to go back into my own history and remind folks why. Well, you know what? The why I'm not a medical doctor, that's an interesting story. Because I could say, I could blame it on my uncle, the medical doctor. But I don't. Actually, I don't. Because despite what he told me when I was a teenager, to not be a medical doctor. He knew that I wanted to be a doctor when I grew up because I had it in me. This was just something that was in me from birth, right? I want to help people get well. I love healing. I love to heal people. And I realize now it's not me healing them. It's about me facilitating their healing. It's me allowing them to recognize or helping them to recognize how to heal themselves. And that is the true origin of the word doctor or physician. As I've said so many times over the years, physician doctor does not mean give me all your money or give me a third party to give me all your money like an insurance scheme. And then I will do everything for you. You don't have to do anything. I mean, that's the illusion of it, right? Go to the doctor. You might pay a copay. Doctor's going to write you a script and that miracle drug will cure you of all your ails. Well, the reality is it will give you 10, 15, 20 other ailments, illnesses, diseases, symptoms, etc., or syndromes. And that was my growth. That was my upbringing. I was pharmaceutically grown, but I didn't know. That's it. Doctoring, medical, allopathic doctors. I was the product of modern medicine. I was raised in a Flexner Report-controlled medical education society, never having heard of the Flexner Report, of course, growing up, until I began to study after the age of 24 about the real medical history of America and the West. And they erased and rewrote history to eliminate all references to the legitimacy of herbal medicine, energetic medicine, homeopathic medicine, eclectic medicine. You name it. If it wasn't petrochemical and patentable, it was erased from history. Or if it was acknowledged to be part of history, it was somewhat anachronistic. It didn't matter anymore. It was quackery now. That's what they came up with, this term quackery, which is actually based on quicksilver. It was like the allopaths were using mercury, but they adopted that concept and threw it back at the natural people, right? So they erased it from the medical curricula, and then suddenly I grew up in an era where it didn't exist except to be some form of weird witch doctoring, okay? So I went to university with the intent of going, you know what, I'm going for this because it's the only thing I know. I want to heal. Come to find out that the doctors, the experts, the best in the field of allergy medicine didn't know why I had my allergies. They insisted that I keep taking my allergy shots, which at that point I had, at 19, been taking for 10 years. I took over-the-counter and inhalers, prescription stuff, over-the-counter and prescription. And also, what else? Surgery. Open up the holes of my nose bigger. I had so much snot filling those holes, I figured if I could just open those holes like a bowling ball bigger, I would be able to breathe. And all of the snot from the allergies continued to fill those bigger holes. So it was a failure of modern medicine to correct my problems. In fact, they have caused most of my problems in my early childhood, early young adult years. So I found homeopathy at 24, prayers answered. And then I leapt forward 5 years from at 19 when I said, you know what, I'm through with you doctors. I've had it. You guys don't know what you're doing. And that was the moment from halfway through freshman year of college where I realized, my gosh, I could go through medical school and I could learn all the stuff that they know, become experts like them, and know nothing about healing. Only stuff about poisoning people to eradicate their symptoms, manage their symptoms. And that would be it. I'm like, I don't want to do that. That's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to help people. And first I needed to help myself. The doctors couldn't help me. And then it was the 5 years later after many prayers, petitions. Yes, Kat, I know you're stuck in here. I can't help you now. It's not a commercial break yet. I don't know if you can hear her, but she's like saying, let me out. Somebody will let her out. Wrong door. She's at the other door. I can't believe this. I thought smooth, but no, the cat is causing the wrench in the ointment to the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight. Sorry, kitty cat. All right, we'll get back to you in a moment. So I'm 5 years later figuring out doctoring wasn't for me, but I didn't have another option that I was aware of until I met a homeopath and began to study that. And it changed my life because it transformed me. It healed me. It facilitated my recovery when all of modern medicine and all of their expertise did squat except to make me sicker. Okay? Now, going back to my uncle, the doctor, in my teen years, he says, don't become a doctor. Little Scotty Bell at the time. Don't become a doctor, Scotty, he says. It's a mess. It's a nightmare. It's only going to get worse. This is in the 70s and 80s, he would tell me this. And he was prophetic in terms of what was happening to modern medicine. He says government, the red tape, the bureaucracy is destroying the reason doctors go into medicine. Primarily, if you're really sincere, they'll go and help people. Okay? So now we have an article here at Natural News based on some other stories in the mainstream media. And the headline reads, doctors are fleeing medical practice and changing careers in record numbers as healthcare system implodes. I don't disagree with this. I've got many friends in the medical community. And some of them that aren't as plugged in as we are here to natural medicine are finding ways to get out of it because it's just a miserable model. Even if you're good at what you do, you are restricted by your license. You are restricted by the state boards of medicine that control you, that get you by the licensing short hair, so to speak. And if you want to do the right thing, you could end up delicensed because of it. Now, what's doubly miserable for young doctors, if you're, a $500,000 in debt or $250,000 in debt, and you find out, you've been raised a little bit more holistically because your parents began to see things differently than the previous generations. You get in there and you're like, dude, I'm screwed. If I want to do what I want to do naturally, I will lose my license. I will lose my ability to pay off the staggering debt that I got in medical school. Unless, of course, you go to NYU. NYU, where I came into this life. And apparently NYU is lowering tuition costs and some offering some free tuition for medical school students there. Now, we mentioned this the other day, but it turns out it may only be for if you promise to go into the lower paying, less prestigious aspects of doctoring. Because let's face it, if you're going to go $250,000, $500,000 into debt, you're going to go, well, what's going to pay me better when I get out of here? Let me go into that specialty field. And of course, the specialists do make the big bucks. They're no better in many cases than the generalist. I'd say the generalist might be better, but the reality is the big money is in specialties. And so there's a shortage of those going into generals. But the thing is, folks, if they're crying about a lack of doctors in the future and there are predictions that there are going to be doctor shortages, I say, hallelujah, bring on the doctor shortages, because it will inevitably bring on creativity in healing. My gosh, I don't have access to that. I don't want to die. What else is there? Hey, there's a naturopath over there. Hey, that doctor of chiropractic's pretty awesome. I'm not saying those people are necessarily going to do surgery. If you need surgery, that's a specialty. They're still going to have that. But in terms of generalities, looking at the whole person, it's not in modern medicine for the most part, other than taking chemical tests, blood tests, to tell you something that may only be fleeting in that moment and is not applicable by the time you get home. So folks, if there's a shortage of doctors, don't worry. Folks are going to be going through Trinity School of Natural Health. TrinitySchool.org to learn real healing. No, they're not allopathic medical doctors, not even allopathic naturopaths, but they are learning healing on a very fundamental, heart-centered, and even spiritual level, which is what is lacking in much of modern medicine, folks. That's why I say, good for you. Doctor shortages are good for all of us.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it, reporting on the news like nowhere else in the broadcast media. It gets even better when we get Jeffrey Jackson on with us, intrepid reporter, and he says this in his latest article over at jeffreyjackson.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Public demanding transparency and action on glyphosate-contaminated food and vaccines. All right, Jeffrey, really? I think the public is way too fluoride-infested to demand anything. Is it true, or did you find a segment of the population that actually is demanding this so-called transparency? I want to know.
Well, we have the usual suspects, the Environmental Working Group, Moms Across America, the Organic Consumers Association, on and on and on. These are the people that have been demanding it for a long time. The difference is now people are starting to listen, and the mainstream media is having to report on it. Even politicians are getting involved. So this is the big X factor that I'm seeing right now. You know, we're about 3 weeks out from the verdict heard around the world in the Monsanto Roundup cancer trial in San Francisco, and you know, these headlines, I'm tracking them, and they're just, I'm completely floored at what the mainstream media is reporting, because these are things that were not reported. They simply were not reported before. Not even a peep. So one of the things that I saw, this is like about 24 hours ago, this is Reuters, there's a glyphosate containing in Cheerios. There's glyphosate in Cheerios that was reported by the Environmental Working Group last year, along with a lot of other cereals and granola bars and oats products, popular ones on the market. However, your previous home state of Florida, there's a woman that is going to try a lawsuit in federal court, and she's saying that she never would have purchased Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios had she known that it contained glyphosate. So this thing, if this lawsuit goes ahead and sets a precedent,
Yeah.
I know we're asking a lot here. Every single manufacturer will now be liable for the glyphosate that's in their food. This is huge. This isn't just one thing. That alone would be world changing. However, this is on top of the lawsuits that are going on for Roundup right now, estimated in about 10,000 that are in line. So, big news, really.
I can see the headline on this one, and maybe you want to do it, but cereal killers are everywhere now. Glyphosate contamination found in all breakfast cereals. So, this is, again, it was bad enough that it was high fructose corn syrup and all of the sugary stuff that they threw in there, but you start throwing in the contamination of glyphosate, and it's just getting to be disastrously worse. And, you know, this is a tough thing for people because they don't want to give up their conveniences. They don't want to pay more for their food, right? A lot of people are reluctant to go organic because it costs more. But, you know, as I've said for many years, what's the price of cancer, right? When you talk about, have you priced cancer lately? This is what Joel Salatin said when people said, I can't afford organic. Listen, you can't afford cancer. And now you can't argue that glyphosate is not linked to it. And at that point, you have a decision to make. You either stop eating cereal, which could be argued might be okay for you, or you got to make better decisions. Maybe you cut back in other areas. But again, this is an economic war. They, as Monsanto has done with their glyphosate, I mean, it's all about profiting off of poisoning the population. Of course, Big Pharma is happy because more people are ill. They come to the doctors because they're the only sanctioned, licensed professionals to handle disease until people wake up. Or the doctors themselves wake up and start leaving the profession in droves because they realize they're only poisoning people further than the glyphosate started.
Yes, 100%. And at face value, some people may listen to this and go, oh my God, another toxin I have to watch out for, another chemical, another heavy metal. But this is actually good news because it's getting attention, it's getting traction, it's getting press. And attention is the first step. And then we can address the problem. We can have a public discussion about it, which is happening. And, you know, it's unfortunately, or I should say fortunately, it's happening in the courts. And the discovery process is really what is advantageous for the population here, because we're finding treasure troves of how, you know, Monsanto did the big tobacco shimmy here and did all their underhandedness and used all the same techniques. So it's very fascinating. Chucky Schumer, New York, not a bit... I can't say
not a big fan.
Chucky Schumer. Yeah. Nope. He did come out with a press release, and he is calling on the FDA to be more transparent with the glyphosate testing that they've been done for over 2 years. They've been sitting on this information. And in my article, I gave a nod to Zen Honeycutt and Moms Across Monsanto because they were 2 years ahead of Chucky Schumer or anybody else that wants to come out with this because they've been demanding transparency from the FDA and they're throwing FOIA requests in there for 2 years now.
Yeah. Chucky to the rescue. That's sad if Chucky has to come to the rescue. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger next hour. This hour, though, we've got more with Jeffrey Jackson. We're going to go into the Bayer Monsanto demonic marriage in hell and how that's working out in the stock market and elsewhere. What portends the future of that mega corporation with roots in Nazi Germany after the break?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Another guy willing to go where the truth takes him. Intrepid independent reporter, Jeffrey Jackson. Jeffrey is with us whenever we get him on. He also does a lot of work with our friend Del Bigtree on Highwire and other things. And great articles coming out over there. We've got them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you go to jeffreyjackson.com, it'll go there. We're talking about the public demand and the groups that are demanding, and I hope that you all demand transparency and also stop the poisoning of yourself, your family members, and your children. Remember, if you're not eating organic, and even then, you've got to be careful. They're soaking everything with glyphosate, apparently, and you know Cheerios are one of those things. Now there's more news about the Bayer-Monsanto merger. Apparently, they're on the run from the coming tidal wave of evidence and legal action. This is another kind of build on what's transpiring here. And, you know, Jeffrey, you had mentioned, and I said I was shocked too, the coverage in the mainstream media about the glyphosate trial and the loss by Monsanto, whereas the loss by the Health Department of Health and Human Services over the vaccine issue, 30 years of not reporting to Congress as required by law, that's still crickets. That's still off limits. So apparently the word is out. You can go after Monsanto since they're Bayer now. But my question is, are they sitting on some patented new form of glyphosate that they're going to say it's new, improved, and this form doesn't cause cancer, so you guys can do all you want with glyphosate? We don't care.
Yeah, that's a possibility. You know, you start playing around with the name game. You play the shell game with the names of the herbicides and pesticides. From what I've seen from Bayer, it looks like that's what they're going to try, because they're so far stonewalling anything. They're still using the argument in the media. So when they go to a press release, you know, I'm reading all these mainstream articles saying they lost the verdict, reading the mainstream articles saying there's glyphosate in popular cereal foods. And the same quote keeps appearing over and over again from Bayer and Monsanto is glyphosate is safe. We've done the testing, blah, 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 40 years of the product on the market, no problems. So you think at this point, with all the internal discovery documents, with the fact that they have lawsuits lining up, and they're going to be pretty for them, you think at some point they would say, all right, look, we're taking glyphosate off the market, or we're going to slap a cancer label on it. In fact, California, Monsanto tried in court to challenge California's Proposition 65, which lists cancer-causing chemicals, and they would try to get glyphosate taken off that list, because once that's on the list, you know, it's a highly scrutinized chemical from the regulatory agencies, and it can't be sprayed by waterways or children's parks and all this stuff. So they lost that in California. So they're losing all over the place. I saw a local St. Louis news article that said Bayer, on day one of the Monsanto merger, replaced Monsanto's sign. So it looks like they're trying to just memory hole the whole idea that there even was a Monsanto Corporation. And glyphosate never was a problem. So that's a very valid situation that they might just come out and say,
sure,
hey, you know what, glyphosate never existed, and here's Agent X. And
yes,
that's the new herbicide.
From Bayer. By the way, talk to us, Bayer, about your gassing of Jews, gypsies, and gay people in World War II Nazi Germany camps. Talk to us about those products.
Well, I'll go one step further. I mean, the history books. If anybody wants to do a little quick study, you know, great for a college student or even a high school student if they want to do a quick book report. The history of Bayer, the uncensored history of Bayer. They were making gases in World War I. For poisonous gases to kill troops. And this was after there was an agreement from both sides, both forces in World War One, not to use gases. Bayer decided to break that treaty and develop the gases used in the battlefield. It goes on and on. They use labor from the concentration camps when they were IG Farben in World War Two. On and on it goes. So here we are, for the first, perhaps one of the first times, there's major spotlight on both these corporations at the same time. Bayer is trying, looks like it's trying as fast as possible to distance itself from Monsanto's sinking ship. So they're looking for that merger to take place. However, glyphosate is in the spotlight, and there's people calling, there's demands for this. They're losing market share, too. Bayer lost an estimated about 16 million euros. That was last week, and they're kind of tanking. So the stock is vulnerable. When that's vulnerable, that's their lifeblood. Mm-hmm. So if we can keep the pressure on them at this point, Moms Cross Monsanto asked for Home Depot, people to call Home Depot and Lowe's, and ask for Roundup to be taken off the shelf.
Yes.
A lot of other places around the world, home improvement places around the world, are starting to get into that trend of doing that. A lot of smaller places,
right? I think
locals.
Jeffrey, I'm going where you're going. I can feel it. But I want homework assignments for the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, those who read Jeffrey Jackson's articles. If you watch Highwire, I want you to go into your children's schools. Right? If you homeschool, obviously that's awesome. But if they go to a public or private school, to go in there with this information and say, you need to stop. You need to stop. Get all the parents involved with this. Let them know this is a cancer-causing chemical. There's no doubt about it, and you've got to stop using it. And then, of course, if you live in a gated community, get your community together on this subject as well. You have more power locally than you do petitioning the EPA to do anything. because the regulatory agencies at that level have been captured. Sometimes on the state level they have too. They've had to go through the courts at this point, but now with the court ruling, you can go into the schools, you can go into the neighborhoods, you can make a difference that we couldn't make perhaps before.
You bet. That's wise sage advice right there. And, you know, I'm looking over this now. It's actually 16 billion. Sometimes my mind won't let me accept it, but 16 billion euros Bayer reported they lost in market share last week. So it doesn't mean anything to everyday mom and pops, but that's a big deal. You know, I don't get any kickback from this or anything like that, but there's a website called the detoxproject.org, and they've been advertising glyphosate testing for some time now. But more interesting, they've been advertising it for food. So if you're a product, if you have a product, or consumers, if you want a product to have a glyphosate residue-free label, that's all it's going to take is one product to go step outside the paradigm and have a glyphosate residue-free label on it. And at that point, everyone's going to start following suit, I suspect, because their market share will go up. They will set a trend. So if Cheerios came out today and said, you know what, there's a lawsuit, and we're gonna advertise and go and be bold about this and take an extra step and put this label on our products, that would start a trend. That would be gigantic.
Evidence this has happened before? Can you say GMO free labeling? How about that? And the labels have gone mainstream, and so companies started saying, you know what, mainstream big pharmaceutical. Well, let me say big food. Certain big food multinationals started going, we got to get GMOs out of here. The consumers are onto us. And you're right, the power of the purse, so to speak, more powerful than any legislation. Because as we've seen, like with cannabis in the states, 32 states and the District of Columbia nullified federal prohibitions. They didn't ask for permission. They did what was their right. And we got to step it up in that regard. And, you know, the government's not going to make them do it. You just got to stop buying the stuff, right? That's much more powerful than asking for new legislation.
And there's already a case precedent. RBST, the recombinant bovine somatotropin hormone that given to cows. So that was Monsanto, and that was taken off the shelves because people basically voted with their dollar and voted it out of their marketplace. So label or not, now there's labels on these things. So this can be done at the grassroots level, and it's being done at the legal level right now. It's being done at the grassroots level, and at the same time, the scientific and research levels, there seems to be a little more of wiggle room for researchers to start really researching this glyphosate moving forward and round up the entire synergistic formulation. So all three of these at the same time, and then you bring in that grassroots piece, like you said, of neighborhoods and communities trying to petition their schools. And if you're in a condominium, get with those people. It would be nonstop.
You have a new tool, folks. This is the point of this, and Jeffrey's articles are pushing it further. The mainstream media covered it. You don't even have to utilize our views because we're not part of the mainstream. We don't want to be. It's toxic and polluted, but occasionally they have to cover. They're forced to cover something like this. You have more tools than ever to go to your local school system, your local whatever it is. Okay, stop poisoning our water hole, right? And look at how it's impacting them. Look at what happened with GMOs. Again, there's precedent after precedent now. This is not a pipe dream, as they say. It's not pie in the sky. This is stuff that is very practical and real and pragmatic, and now you have more tools than ever to move forward in this way. By the way, our friend Jackie back in Florida, who has the Healthy Buddha, she says she's grateful that we're talking about this because her story was that glyphosate was the main cause or contributor to her son's autism and her daughter's autoimmune disease. And so there have been a lot of parents that have figured this out, but yet they're lone voices in the wilderness, even more perhaps lone than those who are vaccine injured, who have now come out, yet, you know, the vaccine still seems to be sacrosanct, but the glyphosate issue is no longer that. The mainstream media, the dam has been broken, so I think we can have a lot of success. Then start expanding into what Stephanie Senna from MIT has identified, that there's glyphosate even in the vaccines, and now you've got a marriage in that they're going to have a hard time denying that it's dangerous because they've acknowledged it now. And now that it's in the vaccines, oh my gosh, they're going to have their heads are going to explode trying to figure out a way not to cover that.
Donna Farmer, Monsanto toxicologist, was on The Doctors, and she said, she was trying to cover for glyphosate a couple of years ago, and she said, glyphosate's fine. We've done the test. We only found that there's a problem if you inject it, but no one's injecting it. Well, lo and behold, now it's in vaccines. Microbe Innotek Labs is the lab that did that t- testing and studying. So Moms Across America has that information. So does MicroVentech Labs. But it is in our vaccine supply. I'm urging more researchers to come out with these vaccine testing for the glyphosate. We need more information and more data on this.
Yeah.
There's evidence that glyphosate does what's called priming the microglia. So it could be a factor in neurological issues or autism regression. So once that microglia is primed by an environmental toxin, whether it be a heavy metal or a glyphosate or whatever, it may only take for susceptible kids, the infants, you know, it may take that one MMR vaccine or whatever.
Sure. It gets them closer and closer to that overt neurological injury. And that's why, again, this work is so important, Jeffrey, that you're doing and covering it in ways the mainstream media won't, even though, as I said, the dam is broken and they're covering, they're acknowledging this. And that's a good thing. I'm not complaining about it. I wish they would always cover this. I wish they would cover the vaccine issue so we didn't have to scream every day. I'm not really, but you know what I'm saying, cover it every day, and I could do other things. But in the meantime, we're going to keep it up, and Jeffrey Jackson is too. Jeffrey, I'm still hoping that you can find a way to make it to Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois, September 22nd, 23rd at the Trinity Live Conference. Still saying, I still would love to see you.
All right. I'll do my best as I will.
I know you will. No pressure, though. I want to see you there. All right, folks. We got a lot more healing to go. The survival of the what? Yeah. You couch potatoes, pay attention. Could be good.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Look, if you had one shot to sit on your lazy bus and watch all the TV you ever wanted until your brain turned to mush, would you go for it? Or just let it slip? Yo.
You're gonna lose your mind watching TV. They told me, but I still tune in every show. My table needs me spent.
Well, folks, apparently it could be the key to your survival. Becoming lazy. Becoming a couch potato. I know, that's counterintuitive, but hey, it's science. Science says so. New research suggests evolution might favor survival of the laziest.
Woo-hoo!
Not kidding.
Oh,
yes.
I mean, no.
What?
Wait a minute. No.
What? Do we all have to become a sea sponge to survive the coming whatever? Is that what this is arguing? Come on. Really? Lazy? Come on. How adaptable are you going to be if you have to run from a bear to survive? You're going to sit on the couch. You're going to be the potato that the bear eats. I think this is nonsense. I think maybe it's just one of those headlines.
So? Oh,
yes,
well,
it is.
Look, dude, it's what? Been... I mean, forever,
yeah.
Since I went to school, right. It was survival of the fittest, right? That's what everybody
right.
said. Everybody's heard that before.
Yeah.
And it had to do with basically the food chain, right? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, the guys higher on the food chain
yeah.
were there because they were the dominant species, right?
Well, Darwin was wrong. It isn't survival of the fittest. And even what they say about that, it's just so messed up. Read in Official Stories, by the way, by Liam Sheff, the
what?
Chapter on Darwinism. And you'll
so
understand.
You disagree with the survival of the fittest is what you're
Absolutely
saying?
I do. It's survival.
So then why would it not be survival of the laziest? I mean, isn't the lazy the opposite of the fittest?
Well, I think in this argument they're going, well, they're not expending any energy. So if you can just be lazy, you can survive longer just based on not using. But again, that it was like, is that what we're here to do? Come to this life and just do nothing? Is that, I mean, that's just, you know, it's okay once in a while, but dude, that's going to be boring. Who's going to want to hang out for eons just laying out on a couch? And the TV's going to go out. The cable's going to go out. You know it's going to go out. Then what? Then what?
Well, then you have to stand up.
Survive? No, well, stand up, you'll get cancer, remember? Wait.
Oh, no! So much contradiction. Actually,
so
Robert, correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't this... I'm having trouble remembering. We covered a story, I think it was like a week ago, about, I want to say it was like the Neanderthals or something like that, that were lazy, that they didn't want to climb to the top of the mountain where the good rocks were to build the tools.
That's why they died,
they go
right?
Like, and they went extinct. So now you've got this research that's now saying... Now, though, I don't know. This is interesting because they did a large data study.
Oh, it's large. Okay.
Of fossil and extant bivalves and gastropods in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
I don't know why
that's potatoes
funny.
Under the sea. Okay, it might work for them, but I guarantee it's not going to work for you GMO-containing glyphosate-soaked. Corn chips.
Aren't we just like bivalves and gastropods? That sounds like an insult, doesn't it? Yeah. Get off my lawn, you gastropod.
Right. Well, listen, there's a lot of people that are like podcasting their gastrointestinal system because they're not eating well. that could happen. But I will say it's survival of the most adaptable. Remember, it's epigenetics. It's those who can adapt to the environment.
I see.
Those are the ones who survive. Now, remember, you can express new DNA based on your environment. Based on your very belief shifting, it will alter your DNA expression, your genetic expression. So the idea that it's you got lucky, you were the fittest one, and that's just this selection, natural selection happens over you. No, it can happen pretty instantaneously when you shift how you perceive life itself and you live differently according to those new perceptions. So for me, I'm not going to argue for the couch potato survival mechanism. Maybe for bivalves at the bottom of the sea, okay.
Yeah, they said here, I mean, it is interesting. They said here that they found that a higher metabolic rate was a better indicator of extinction probability. Yeah. So
this is why metabolic fasting or fasting intermittently is good, because it can actually teach your body to be more efficient with the energy it has. So there is survival associated with that. But again, the idea that it's laziness, I think that's just a sneaky, silly headline. But they got us. They got us. We're talking about their study. So good on fizz.org.
I'll put my bag of Doritos and my beer away now. Damn it.
Yeah, you better, because Ty Bollinger's coming up. Yeah.
Well, okay then.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why I said that, but Ty Bollinger is coming up.
Better watch out. You better not cry.
Ty Bollinger's coming up because it's ready to go outside the box. And we're going to talk about hemp. We're going to talk about cell towers and authoritarian leftists wanting to banish us to where no one can hear us. The bivalves at the bottom of the ocean who are lazy. That's not us. We're not going. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.